Welcome to Big Ideas Podcast by nextbigwhat.com. We bring you inspiring big ideas from books, videos, and more. Every day.
Turning Pro by Stephen Pressfield. The author discloses a fundamental way of looking at who we are and bringing real change in our lives by realizing our true calling. Being human. What does it mean to be a human? Trying to fulfill our potential. Science has the therapeutic model in which some disease or condition must be cured, and religion has the moral model, which says we must pay for our sins. However, there's a third model, a much simpler one, the model of the amateur and the professional. Before and after. You can divide your life neatly into two parts, before turning pro and after. All you have to do to turn pro is decide. When you turn pro, life gets easier.
From amateur to pro. The defining trait of the amateur is the fear of being who she is and getting rejected for it. A central obstacle for the amateur is that he is always chasing some guru or authority. When you do your work for the sake of its practice and nothing else, that's when you turn pro. Most of us live a shadow of life. In our shadow lives, we live in denial and we act out of addiction. The shadow life is the life of the amateur. The longer we cleave to this life, the farther we drift from our true purpose and the harder it becomes for us to rally the courage to get back. Becoming pro is about being aware of and coming out of this shadow existence. Growing up. The difference between an amateur and a professional is in their habits. An amateur has amateur habits. A professional has professional habits. Turning pro is like kicking a drug habit or stopping drinking. It's a decision, one to which we must recommit every day. The shadow career. The shadow career is a metaphor for our real career. It entails no real risk. If we fail at a shadow career, the consequences are meaningless to us. Sometimes it's easier to be a professional in a shadow career than to turn pro in our real calling. You can spend your whole life living a shadow career, but it's turning pro in the craft of your calling that will bring you enduring fulfillment.
Traits of an amateur. 1. Amateurs have a huge ego, which is full of excuses and blame. 2. They live by the opinion of others. 3. They allow fear to stop them from trying. 4. They seek instant gratification. 5. They are jealous. 6. They lack compassion for themselves. 7. They seek permission for everything. 8. They live for the future and live in the past. 9. They give away their power to others. Addicts versus creators. Every addiction shares two qualities. 1. They embody repetition without progress. 2. They produce incapacity as a payoff. Amateurs are addicts, professionals are artists. Amateurs use addiction to run away from their calling, which is the duty to become our truest and highest selves. Traits of a pro. 1. Patient. 2. Seeks order. 3. Demystifies. 4. Responds in the face of fear. 5. Accepts no excuses. 6. Does not show off. 7. Dedicates himself to mastering technique. 8. Does not hesitate to ask for help. 9. Does not take failure or success personally. 10. Does not identify with his or her instrument. 11. Endures adversity. 12. Self-validates. 13. Reinvents himself. 14. Is recognized by other professionals. 15. Does not play the blame game.
Turning pro is a decision to wake up. Turning pro is a decision to pursue your calling in the face of overwhelming fear. It's a decision to structure your life to confront that fear day after day. It's a decision to develop the habits that your professional craft requires. The pro mindset is a discipline to defeat the self-sabotaging habits of procrastination, self-doubt, susceptibility to distraction, perfectionism, and shallowness. We enlist the self-strengthening habits of order, regularity, discipline, and a constant striving for excellence. How to tell if you are with a pro? A pro has the following traits. 1. Is courageous. 2. Will not be distracted by life's daily spikes. 3. Is ruthless with himself. 4. Lives in the present. 5. Defers gratification. 6. Does not wait for inspiration. The practice. Professionals follow a practice, which is a rigorous, prescribed regimen for elevating the mind and spirit to a higher level. This is true for writers, yogis, bankers, and directors. elements of the practice. A space, a unique place to work on your craft. A time, a period where you work on your craft. An intention, to get better, go deeper, etc. This practice is lifelong, there is no finish line. Fear holds us back. Fear is the primary color of the amateur's interior world. Fear of failure. Fear of success. Fear of looking foolish. Fear of underachieving and fear of overachieving. Fear of poverty. Fear of loneliness. And fear of death. Most importantly, the fear of being excluded from the tribe, that is, the family, nation, race, and religion. Living an amateur life is easy, but hollow. The amateur fears that if he turns pro and lives out his calling, he will have to live up to who he really is and what he is truly capable of. The amateur is terrified that if the tribe should discover who he really is, he will be kicked out into the cold to die. When we turn pro, everything becomes simple. Life gets very simple when you turn pro. We finally listen to that still, small voice inside our heads. Before we turn pro, our life is dominated by fear and resistance. We live in a state of denial. We're denying the voice in our heads. We're denying our calling. We're denying who we really are. When we turn pro, we stop running from our fears. We turn around and face them. Help us spread the word. Tap on the share button on your device and tell your friends about the Big Ideas podcast.